certain kind of asymmetry in terms of the Yisr Kodim Zmano, you pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Rambam does, much to the Ravid's consternation, with the Yisr of Kol Machmetz Lo Zochelu, it's a different Shein Chametz, and as such, it's, you know, it's not Atzmo Shel Chametz, the Yisr Hanoah is in a Din Prati, it's just a Din of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Macham Shenem Lo Zochel, Hare Yisr Hanoah B'mashma. So, you know, evidently the Rambam had no problem paskining like Rabbi Shimon Achar Zmano, right? That's why it's only a Kenaz Durabaran. You know, Rabbi Yehuda thinks the Chametz Shavar Lo Pesach Sinisida Raisa. And like Rabbi Yehuda, Kodim Zmano. So let's read it inside, and we'll discuss the point here that the Ravid, you know, wants to make. So the Halacha says, Asalachal Chametz V'yomar Basar Mechatzos Hayom L'mala. In theory, they never actually brought it this early, but you could bring the Karban Pesach after Chatzos. So the Rabbi jumps in, he says, Amar Avraham Malkos Mechatzos Eilach Einu Mechover. He came in the Kaimelan to Rabbi Shimon, Belifnei Zmano, Ve'achar Zmano. He says, you know, why should be Mechalik? You should pass him like whether one or the other. Delo Darish Hanach Krai, Losochal Losochal, Belifnei Zmano, Ve'achar Zmano, Nehida Aser Be'achila, Min HaTorah, Mi Be'yom HaRishon Tashbitu Seor, right? That's what we call an Isser Asay, right? That the Asay means you have to destroy it, so be Aser Be'achila, O Milo Sishchad Al-Chametz, Kidderabba, Abel Isser Hanah, Lachim Min HaTorah, Malchus Nami Lesa, right? The Isser Hanah, and Malkos would have been derived from a pasuk of Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. Lo Sochal includes the Yisr Hanoah, and that would be Alav Sheish B'maisa, so it would be some Malkos. He says there's not Malkos or an Yisr Asay, and there's no Yisr Hanoah either. So it's pretty clear what the Rabbi's objections are. The Rambam, again, who wasn't averse to having different Shemos of Yisr of Chametz, so the Yisr Kodesh Zmano and the Yisr Tarobes, you know, are different Shem Yisr, and they're not Atzmo Shel Chametz, and they can't ever rise to the question of Kares. So that's the Rambam here, Rabbi Yehuda Kodem Zmano and Rabbi Shimon Alachar Zmano, and he had no objection to that. The Magen Mishnah points it out. He says, look, the reason they pass like Rabbi Shimon Alachar Zmano is the Stam Mishnah that sounds like Rabbi Shimon, and where there isn't a Stam Mishnah that supports Rabbi Shimon, so then you just go back to the Klalim, and we have a Klal, the Machokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we tend to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So I just wanted to suggest the following idea. I think you've heard it from me in the past about, you know, how to conceptualize this whole story. So remember that there is an Isser Chametz to the Beis HaMikdash year-round. Ki chol se'or v'chol devash lo sektiru imenu isha l'Hashem. And also, when it comes to the Karban Mincha, lo se'afeh Chametz. Right, exactly. So the Karban Pesach exports the Isser. Again, it doesn't rise to the same level as Atzmo Shel Chametz, but that transitional day of Yedalid, Ach Chilek, so once you get into the zone of the Karban Pesach, so then there's an Isser Chametz. It stands to mention here, you know, that the Ravid assumed that an Isser Aseh would at least, you know, correspond to an Isser Achila of Tashbisu. But remember the Bala Moris comment about that, which is, you know, Ilachash Basak Dolimizo. So if the Ravid was willing to say no Malkos and no Isser Hanah, so the Bala Mor would say, you know, Lishitascha, why should there be an Isser Achila altogether? Right, and the chahashbasa gedola mizo. Right, so if your intention is to eat it, so as to destroy it, so you know you could take that idea a little bit further. So again, I'm very fond of the notion that the Yisr Chametz really exists in the Mikdash year round, and what happens is that the Karban Pesach is responsible for sort of bringing it outside of the confines of the Beis Hamikdash, the transitional day in Yisr Achila and Yisr Hanoa. And we saw a lot of, you know, conflicting evidence in terms of would there be an Yisr Shehiyah. Right, in the Koseres, the Rambam says, based on the Pasuk, lo yerlocha chametz, lo yechar se'or, b'chol dvulacha, shivas yamim, b'sor le'imatzei v'batechem, so there's reason to believe there'd be no Isser Shehiya, even though there's an Isser Hanoah, and there's other conflicting evidence there as well, so it's a bit of a more complicated story. But again, the more that you believe that it's a gzeira del raisa, meaning bali rabba yimatzei, so that you shouldn't come to eat the chametz because the chametz is very, you know, severe. Ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrasa, the you know, more likely you are to believe that there should be no iser bali rabba yimatzei kodem zmano, because it can never rise to the, you know, level of an iser karis. Okay.